This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have a speaker and a shooter, sadly. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And it is with a heavy heart that I bring this news. If you haven't heard, mass shooting in Maine. 22 people are dead. What a scene it is. Just a terrible, terrible slaughter at a bowling alley. Plus, there were dozens of people that were injured. Army reservist Robert Card identified in Lewiston as the shooter. They got him on camera just opening fire. He was a firearms instructor. He has been named as the person of interest. His empty car was found. They've got photos of him entering spare time bowling alley, rather, at 7:15 East Coast time. They were also called to a bar and a Walmart distribution center, too, as well. So there's a massive manhunt underway for this Army Reserve's firearms instructor who was sectioned this summer for mental health reasons, and he is the suspect in this shooting, shocking people as he drove up, had an AR-15 style rifle with laser optics, burst into the bowling alley, and then you know the rest, you can imagine, began to rampage. And it shocked everyone, caught them off guard, blindsided, and no way to defend. And it has been confirmed, absolutely, 22 people dead, but almost 60 people injured. Maine hospitals say they're declaring a mass casualty event, and they're talking about the death toll, which may go up even higher. It is so, so sad. Three locations, the bar and the grill that he went to, the Walmart distribution center, although that shooting wasn't on the site itself, and then the bowling alley, too, as well. What's really scary is there was a children's bowling party that was taking place at the time. There were a large number of children, luckily, in the chaos that had gotten out. They were pouring out of the bowling alley, because you can just imagine what that would be like. So it's all about finding him. His face is clearly visible, and there's photos of him everywhere being circulated all over the place. The three places that he went, the directions, were 4 miles in total apart. And it started at the bowling alley at about 7:15, and then, of course, there was the call about the bar and grill. So he got in the car, did the damage, got in the car, moved on again. That's what he did. And then they found the abandoned car about 7 miles from Lewiston where he had opened fire. And, boy, the police were just in different directions trying to find him and scouring the areas, but have not been able to get him yet at this point. Footage shared on social media showed police racing to the scene. And this is this is about 35 miles, to give you an idea if you don't know Maine, north of Portland, Maine, and 35 miles south of the capital, which is Augusta, to give you a sense of where we're talking about. And this is an area where there's a big private liberal arts college that was on lockdown. There were dozens of students sheltering on the top floor of the college library, crouched down among the books. You could see videos of people just running from the bowling alley, running for their lives. The children, thank goodness, I mentioned that, getting out and scurrying, flying out of the door of the bowling alley. So throughout the show, we'll keep you updated on whether or not there's more sightings of him or they're able to get him, but there are a lot of law enforcement all over this right now trying to find him. I cannot believe it, but it is true. There is a new Speaker of the House voted in voted in, elected speaker. And what do we know about Mike Johnson, the congressman from Louisiana? He actually secured the gavel without losing any Republican votes. The final tally was 220 votes for Johnson and 209 for the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He is definitely a Trump ally. He is somebody who sent an email from a personal account in 2020 to every House Republican soliciting signatures for an amicus brief in the long shot Texas lawsuit trying to invalidate electoral college votes for multiple states. And he failed. He was a key figure, though, but he failed in the efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But he was absolutely a face of that and in a group that wanted to see that happen. And now that we've got these issues that can finally be addressed. Crazy that we have such a great country with nobody holding the gavel for 20 plus days, over 3 weeks. But that's history. Now it's about government funding, because that's going to expire November 17th, and we flip the calendar, shockingly, into November coming up next week. And before you know it, boom, the 17th will be here. What is it they say? Time waits for no man or no Speaker of the House. You don't have to wait anymore. So the Republican-controlled House will have to work, I suppose, with the Democratic-led Senate to avert that shutdown, and also considering aid to Ukraine and Israel. That's super, super high on the list of what can possibly happen in these next few weeks. And you wonder, how did this happen? Just had a lot of unanimous support immediately behind the scenes, etc. So he was voted in as the new Speaker of the House. And things move forward. What will that look like? We don't know. We just know that, boom, boom, it happened. And I know that there was, his name was mentioned before, but the support really, really, really bubbled up all of a sudden, because you started to have so many failures of those that just couldn't get the votes after the McCarthy boot. And he fit the bill for getting enough, certainly for getting enough of the votes that he needed immediately to not have another vote, another vote, another vote, another vote. So it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, I do, because we have to have a Speaker of the House. Let it unfold. Let's see how he deals with the push-pull that you have to deal with when you're in that position, because that's what it is. It's navigating, which can be tricky even when you think you have it down. I mean, this is, you know, he definitely has his beliefs, and he definitely has the backing of some of the Republicans, but hey, he got a big chunk of the Republicans. He got the numbers he needed. And now it's about moving forward and grabbing the leadership aspect of being a House Speaker and being able to figure out how you can get through these really rocky next couple of weeks and then into the tail end of the year before you set the stage for 2024, which a lot of things are happening in 2024. So once again, a manhunt underway for the person of interest in the mass casualty shooting in Maine. That's what it's being called. So far, nothing related to this firearms instructor who's named a person of interest. Nothing meaning, boom, we're getting close, we're getting close, we're getting close. Hurricane or not, next.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
He's that fighter, and I'm lucky, pleased to meet you. Call me Chucky. I'll always be your very best. You know, pals are hard to come by, but you'll find that I'm a good guy. We'll stick with you until the very end.
Coming up in our next segment, your thoughts on everything from Ford and the UAW reaching a tentative agreement. Wow. Because it's been 6 weeks since that strike happened. When we're talking about cars, not just Ford. We know others are in the middle of this, too, as well. But Ford and the union with an agreement, it looks like, after so many others went on strike just a couple of days ago. Arlington, Texas, outside, a town outside of Dallas, Texas, boom, 5,000 said, forget it, I'm striking. And maybe that was the cow tipping point, right? Okay, something's going to happen now. And something is happening. I got the deets on that. Acapulco, have you ever been there? Well, now it looks like a war zone. Cat 5, Hurricane Otis roared through. It is that nightmare scenario that we've described and that I've sort of experienced around me a couple of times. When I say sort of, not my house, but just down the street, some of the things that happened in the last hurricane. But here in Acapulco, it truly was awful because you have warm ocean water near the coast. You have a storm that intensifies, and then you have landfall. There's the land, and there's everything coming right into it. And so people didn't have time to do much. It just strengthened from what was a tropical storm to an extremely dangerous Cat 5 in just 12 hours. This is the danger, my friends, of hurricanes, which we know. It's that weird tease where you're watching it. What's the where's the cone of uncertainty going to be? And then what's it going to turn into? And especially those warm waters, that's where you're really, really stuck, so it slammed ashore as the strongest storm on record to hit that area and the Pacific coast of Mexico. It's like a burst of power and bore down on that tourist area, heavily tourist area, very popular again. And it is also home to about 800,000 people, so they were on full tilt. It is the nightmare that you don't want to see happen. And we're talking at about 12:20-ish, it hits. So now you got 165-mile-an-hour winds. It's 12:25 in the morning. And what are you doing? Where are you hiding to get away from this awful, awful wind? So Mexico's president, Obrador, said that his government had no reports of casualties. How about that? I tell you, Cat 5, safe hitting resort town. Imagine the exposure to the amount of people that could be in areas that would be vulnerable. You got power lines down. You have things ripped to shreds, but you don't have any deaths reported. Miraculous. I mean, the roads might be blocked by the landslides. There might be material damage all over the place. So they got to assess all of that, clear all of that out. But they don't have any communications right now. There are people that have been doing some preventative work for a tropical storm, and then they get hit by the hurricane, and they're further out. So I looked at video and some photos of it, and all I can describe to you is you would be so grateful that you were alive if you just you were in a better place when it roared through. But it unfolded so quickly. That's what happens to get a Cat 5, those conditions I described at the very, very top of this. And that is the worst case scenario. When you have a storm rapidly intensifying close to landfall, and then you got to make these adjustments to the forecast. But the reality is most people didn't plan for that. They went to bed. They're not planning for it. Okay, well, it's going to be a Cat 1. Cat 1, Cat 5, big difference. 160-mile-an-hour winds. Oh, Otis. Otis, shame on you. Hit and land the way that you did. And they say, too, that this intensification was among the fastest that they've seen in such a short period, in a 12-hour period. All right, there's nothing fast about this, but it is a very big deal that the United Auto Workers, and I said Ford, are on that verge of wrapping it up, because do the math, that's like 41 days. And it's the largest, Ford is the largest employer, and we're talking about 16,000 strikers out. I mean, that's a lot. That's a big chunk of their workforce. So the agreement is they would pay workers at least 25% more between now and 2028. So that's good. That's pretty dramatic, pretty high. If there were other things that they wanted to happen too, when it came to on your feet, how many hours, the turnaround times, that's always a big, big deal. Cost of living, though, is always number one. The adjustment, the guarantees, the pay increases, and the fact that they'll see 30% or more during the life of the contract is significant for those Ford workers. I mean, those striking union members were at three assembly plants, including the largest one, the Kentucky, everybody knows about this one, the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. So no worries there. Now, remember, there are two other companies that are feeling the pinch of missing workers. And what are we talking about? Think of GM and think of Stellantis, too. So that's another block of people in the auto industry who find themselves hearing about things that are starting to happen with negotiations. But the Stellantis and the GM people are probably feeling the pressure to wrap it up, get back to the table, do what the Ford people have done. But they haven't done that so far. I mean, the big three companies are the innovation leaders, and they have to have the auto workers. I mean, that's the backbone, period, of the company. They have to have the auto workers. Otherwise, it's delay. Did I say delay? Delay. And on the other end, when it's pretty tight with cars and trucks, although trucks, I would bet, would go faster, just look, circle around a couple blocks and look at the car dealerships where you are. And you'll find that there are a lot of cars on the lot. So does it mean people are trying to save more? Does it mean that the new cars that are being produced are able to hold off on them? It could be a combination of a couple of different things. Because some of you talked about this in some emails that you sent me. Senator Tim Scott called for the deportation of foreign students supporting Hamas. His take, they're encouraging Jewish genocide as Israel is waging war against Hamas after their surprise blindsided attack. The Republican South Carolina senator was on Neil Cavuto's show. I happened to catch it. And he said, look, students on campuses that are actually encouraging Jewish genocide, who are advocating for murder and supporting terrorism, those students should be expelled from the campus and should have the visas taken, deported from the country. Because he makes the point. And of course, anytime you encourage genocide, the elimination of an entire race of people, anytime you support, if you don't think, well, no, that's not the intent, support terrorism in some way, then you're adding to the problem. So, you know, you're adding to the problem, period. And is there going to be a crackdown on, you know, where would the crackdown be? Where would the crackdown be with students walking out, demanding that Israel cease fire? There's such heavy pressure in that direction. So now you have the call for deporting all foreign nationals, not just students who have expressed support for Hamas and other terror groups. And, of course, there's a U.S. immigration law, which says that foreigners ineligible for entry into the U.S. if they endorse a terrorist activity or persuade others to do so, they get the boot. They are out. And think about it. 1,400 Israelis were killed in that Hamas attack. 4,300 have died in Gaza. Yikes. Headed to the mailroom for your thoughts in the mailbag.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is appealing directly to lawmakers for increased aid in the country's battle against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer describes the meeting on Capitol Hill as impactful.
He outlined in some great detail the kind of help he needs, how it will help him win.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell states that passing aid for Ukraine and Israel before the holiday break is practically impossible.
Obviously, negotiating border solution is very complicated.
This is due to an impasse between Republicans and Democrats over additional funding for Kyiv. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging the Biden administration to allocate over $500 million amidst the escalating migrant crisis. In a letter to President Biden, Hobbs attributes the request to the federal government's failure to secure Arizona's border with Mexico. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, we are deep in the mailbag. Lots of mail to get to. I'm going to try to really rip through it and get so many of them in. Like this one from Kevin, who says, obviously he sent this pretty late. Kate, sorry about your Phillies, but how about those Diamondbacks? I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was kind of in that mid portion time where I got to see Randy Johnson pitch. It was pretty exciting time. If you look at Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson and the way they played, and now here is this team again. I don't think it's going to be easy going up against the Texas Rangers, but I do believe there's some momentum. It's probably going to be a very good series. Maybe seven. I like the Diamondbacks in this one. How about you? Oh, handicapping. I mean, just getting over the Phillies losing and handicapping Arizona matching up with the Texas Rangers. I'll tell you one thing. What was so impressive was the bullpen. I mean, what was really impressive was the bullpen, right? And perhaps, I think in this case, actually matching bullpens up, I think Arizona has a stronger bullpen, and that can make a difference in some of these really super close games. So they just might pull it out, but I have to handicap it more. I'm still I'm still getting over what just happened. And so I can give you a much, much better answer than that. All right, let's move to another one. Let's see. We got Nicole, who is listening to us on 990 AM WGSO in New Orleans. Kate, I heard you talk about the wreck that was on 55. And, boy, that is a really tough area. And 63 people were injured, and those cars, you're right. For anybody who wants to see how bad it is when you've got serious fog that you're dealing with, and you have wildfire coming from a different direction, the fog from that, and then just fog from the conditions, it's just a place you don't want to be. And I'm not surprised that people were killed and how many people were injured. It's really very, very sad. And it started to just climb during the day, and hearing the updates and hearing what happened with the tanker truck and the hazardous material and what happened there was very depressing, I have to say. And of course, you're going to have to take a look at that bridge because you got debris and chemicals and, you know, whatnot. But just that chain collision, it's probably one of the worst that I've ever seen. And there is something to be said about watching visibility. And I don't know, you said it. What do you do when you're in some kind of weird thing called a super fog? Just my thoughts. I agree. I mean, look, low visibility, but you're in the middle of it. It's easy to say, well, maybe I should have gone on 55. Well, did you know you were going to hit superfog? No. Anytime I've been in a situation not like that, not even as bad as that, I've been in near zero visibility, and it's frightening, right? It's white-knuckling it, and there's no place to pull over, especially on a bridge. You just know you're on the bridge. That happened to me in Maui, and oh, I knew there was water on both sides, and I thought, boy, if we go over, we go over. I'm just crawling, and I could see nothing. And there was, it's easy to say, pull over. There's no pulling over. So in this case, people couldn't see. And then you've got this major vehicle fire, and that visibility, that dense mixture, just terrible. Just absolutely tragic for those families. The combination of the wildfire smoke, like I said, the dense fog, so, so dangerous. And they just tell you just to exercise extreme caution when traveling, but as I mentioned, you're on the road, you're already there doing your thing, you're not knowing the conditions. If it's later in the day, maybe you would, but especially that early morning, those early morning hours, I think would be pretty tough to have avoided that, right? And so people had to go around 55. I mean, it was just closed in both directions on Tuesday, and I looked at the cleanup of that. Oh, being a first responder there would have been just depressing, miserable. Someone has to do it, but just a really, really sad. So we move from that unbelievable wreck, which, of course, they're investigating that, but it's really absolutely has to do with that lack of visibility, to this one from Mac. Boy, Kate, listening to the hostages in the translation, the daughter translating what happened with her mother, it just is so creepy. I mean, hitting her with a stick, this old woman, putting her over the back of a motorcycle, the conditions that they were in, getting released must have been the biggest relief that she could have ever imagined. And the sad part about this woman, the one woman, is that I believe, Kate, that she was trying to help Palestinian people. So here you have an Israeli woman who is all about giving and helping, and she was helping the people that were on the Gaza Strip that were Palestinian people. And then this is what happens to her. I can't imagine the relief, though, that her family must have felt. Yeah, that's kind of an understatement, right? The relief that they felt would be so magnified. You have to be scared out of your mind when your mother is kidnapped by Hamas, and you see them on the back of motorcycles and everything else. So looking at Mrs. Lifshitz and seeing her describe her experiences being held hostage by Hamas, and especially knowing what her background was, I mean, just absolutely despicable, horrific, no adjectives that can really describe what Hamas has done to these people, the dignity, the vulnerability, and the blindsidedness of what led to that. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And of course, the Palestinian people are stuck because they're the human shields for Hamas. I mean, Hamas are terrorists. That's it. They're not the ruling party, the helping party, the giving party, the diplomats in this situation in the Gaza Strip. No. They're the peddlers of terrorism and of evil and hate. Bobby says, Kate, I can't imagine what's going to happen in this next election. I sort of am pushing it out of the back of my mind, but I see the polls and I look at what currently is happening in this country and so much frustration. And I have to think that we're seeing this sort of second time around duel between Biden and Trump, and wishing that there were other options, just different options, something new or fresh or different or younger leadership. I don't know. I just feel like we go backwards and it doesn't make sense to me. I think you said it on one of your shows, talking about some of the brilliant people you knew that imagine if they were in politics, but you couldn't imagine it because why would they ever want to go through what you have to go through when you're a politician? Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Politics, modern politics, are so different from 4 decades ago, 3 decades ago even. The amount of money you have to raise, the PACs, the system, the lashing that you take, and granted, if you want to be a politician, hey, that's fair game. But you have to be able to take the scrutiny of what you get dished out, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever you are, and you have to be able to weather that and know how to deal with it diplomatically, let's say. And how do you get your ideas through, and what are your ideas, and what is new and different, or what is something that you're adding to what's already currently in play, but it's a little tweak and it makes it that much better. And you're one branch of power, but the biggest, you know, the most powerful person in the country, some would say on the face of the earth. So when you think about that, power is like an aphrodisiac, but it has to be used wisely. And we're in tough times where people aren't making ends meet. You have employees who have frustrated with their employers. You have inflation. The houses are unaffordable in so many cases because of, if you have to get a mortgage for so many people, the high rate of, you know, 8%. And as much as I can give you every silver lining in the book, we know when we see there's like 5,000 people today that worked at the Ford plant in Arlington, Texas, and they walked out. I mean, they, you know, they're on strike because they're fed up with the hours, with the wages, with so much of what's happening, and the disparity between the lot on the floor and those in the executive suite. So something somewhere has to give in the middle of this, right? By the way, because there's always these polls, in this Siena poll, the latest one, Siena College, President Biden leads former President Donald Trump, the likely Republican presidential nominee, in Trump's home state of New York, despite holding some of the lowest approval ratings of his term. So it's still close, right? We're talking 50-45. And head-to-head, though, a little bit different. Biden leads Trump 40. 46 to 37. A little bit of a decline from last month when he led 52%, though, for what you believe in any of these polls that come out. Coming up next, I can't even believe we're here already. The tail end of this hour, we got Nail the Score.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. I'm not going to delay what the game is. This time around, you know, I almost went with the Cowboys and the Rams coming up on Sunday. But I decided instead to go with the Thursday game. It's the Bills and the Buccaneers. Buffalo is favored by 8.5. It is in Buffalo, but Buffalo is just not a predictable team anymore. Where do the Bills go from that loss by the Patriots 29-25? You know, I was stunned. I was watching that game like, what is happening to Buffalo? Blunders, missed opportunities, problems in the red zone, not putting up the numbers that they were putting up on offense. So normally you would look at this game and you would think, even if Tampa Bay's decent, you would think, well, Buffalo should easily take off with this, right? So the Buffalo start hot. They start the season hot, and they have completely cooled off is what's happened. They have no run game, and Josh Allen isn't making plays. So what happens there? How are you one of the best quarterbacks and the lead rusher for your team, and you got to make play after play after play, week after week? Yeah, he needs help is what he needs. He needs help. It's a whole different year for the Buffalo Bills. And the offensive line for the Bills is a disaster. On the other hand, Tampa Bay, a little bit different. Baker Mayfield, if he gets enough protection, they have surprised a few people. You know, when you look at where Tampa's at 3-3, could they upset the Bills? I think so. They could. It depends on their defense, because their defense at times has really, really lit it up a notch. And if they do that, then look out. All right, 855-266-5283 to try to nail the score. The game that we're looking at is the Bucks and the Bills. Who do you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score is going to be? You can also email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let me know what you think. How about our pal Grim? I love it when he guesses, no matter what, anytime he comes on. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I thank you for that. Of course, I'll probably get the scores backwards.
That's okay. You might win. That's exactly what will happen.
What? You know, I give the score for the Bills and give it to the Buffalo. I mean, to the Bucks. And then give the Bucks score for the Bills. Just do it opposite.
Yeah, see what happens. Exactly.
Well, I say Buffalo 27 and the Bucks 14.
27-14. Duly noted, Grim. I'll be thinking about you when I watch that game and see if you nailed the score. Definitely calling us was a very big plus. He goes into the hopper, too, like anybody who does, for the gift certificates. Three people will win gift certificates, or gift cards is really what it is anymore. You don't get gift certificates. Let's go to Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro. Jeremy, what do you think?
I was thinking the same thing, except the numbers were a little different. I was thinking 24-17 for the Bills.
24-17 for the Bills. All right, I like that. It's good. I am struggling a little bit with this because do I really think Tampa Bay is going to beat the Bills? Maybe not. If it were a Tampa Bay home game, maybe. Look, they just lost to the Falcons in a ridiculously low-scoring game. They lost to the Lions, where they could barely put up any offense. They beat the Saints handily. Early in the season, they had two back-to-back wins, the Vikings in a close game, the Bears in what looked like it was going to be a close game, and then turned late in the second half of that game. Baker Mayfield is kind of a mystery, right? His quarterback rating is 61%, just over 61%, but he's got targets. Oof, could I really pick Tampa, though? Oh, if I pick the Bills and they lose again, I'm not picking the Bills ever, ever. Yeah, I'm in a football pool, and every time I pick the Bills, something crazy happens. But I'm going to say Buffalo, because I don't think they go down again. Not after that Patriot loss, and it was such a bad game, and there were so many problems with that game. So I'm going to say Buffalo rebounds and they win this pretty handily. I'm going to say they win it 34 to 17, 34 to 17. I think it's a bigger spread than what everybody else is saying. We also have some emails. You can email us, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We are talking about the Nail the Score game, and the Nail the Score game is the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Buffalo Bills. You know, looking at Baker Mayfield, I talked about him a little bit there. He said after the last loss, he said that he feels good. He got a little bit dinged up with his knee and had some soreness, but he said he feels good. He's ready for Thursday night. And what offense is going to show up? Because Tampa lost three of its last four, with each of the defeats accompanied by 13 or fewer points scored. So I'm even giving them a little more credit than they've gotten, or than they've points that they've put up. So it's kind of topsy-turvy with Baker Mayfield. He got the fans all excited in the beginning of the season, and then things turned in a different direction. But he says, you know, we watched the losses, we rewatched it, we played some good teams, we didn't play our best, we need to focus, we need to fundamentally pull off things that are sound and get stuff fixed, and that's what we're working on. We're working on figuring out how to do that. So, I mean, Tampa's 37.5 red zone scoring percentage is 28th in the league. Ooh, but they're 3-3, right? And they're fighting to three-peat as the NFC South champions. So trials and tribulations. If they have the right attitude and they can have the right situations happen, you know, they had a tipped interception the other week, and they got to watch the interceptions and got to block everyone as tight as you can. I mean, we'll see. Thursday night game, we'll certainly know after that. Got a couple of emails I'm going to throw in here. Ed says, "Hey, Kate, I promise I will call Nail the Score. I'm working, but I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going to throw in the reverse, and I say the Bucks win this game by a score of 21-14. Oh, 21-14. Wow. And you know what, Ed? That could happen. I mean, look at the scores. Anything is possible. Then here's one from Joe, who says, "Hey, Kate, I am listening to you in Connecticut, and I always listen to you a couple times a week, so I'm going to say that I'm a Jets fan, but in the Nail the Score game, I am going to be a fan of Buffalo, and I think Buffalo will win this pretty handily. I think that you're going to see a lot of points put up on the board. I'm going to say that it's going to be 38-21. Woo! That's a pretty big number. It could be, right? They got to get lots of defense. That offensive line has to be there, certainly, for Josh Allen to be able to do what he can do, work his magic. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Nail the Score. I have more emails to go through, so rest assured, if you sent me one, it will count. You'll be on the books. You'll be in the drawing, all that good stuff. And just remember to spread the word about Nailing the Score. Good luck to everyone. Be safe, be sane, and be happy for the rest of you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.